Human Rights Watch says Syrian security forces prevented wounded protesters from receiving medical treatment after last week's anti-government demonstrations. We're joined by Joe Stork, Deputy Director of the Middle East Division of Human Rights Watch. Joe, what has your organization found?
First of all, we have a situation where security forces are opening live fire using Kalashnikovs and other lethal force against protesters. So that's how they end up injured and wounded. And then to sort of compound the crime, they're refusing to allow medics to get to the scene to treat the wounded. They're refusing to allow wounded civilians, into the hospitals, even the civilian hospitals in the couple of towns we looked at. Even the civilian hospitals have been taken over by the security forces, and they've told people who tried to go there for treatment that only security forces, only troops and security forces would be treated.
And you say even ambulances are not being allowed to go pick up protesters?
We've gotten testimonies about ambulances being fired upon, and yes, they're not. It's a bit like the situation has been in Bahrain, where the military basically, or the security services basically, took over the hospitals, determining who gets in and who gets out.
What kind of evidence do you have about this?
We managed to get in touch with several dozen people. These include protesters, including some who were themselves wounded, family members, also include a number of doctors and nurses. So we feel we have very good testimonies on this, firsthand testimonies on this.
Is the situation there worsening?
It's definitely worsening. I mean, we're talking in Daraa, for instance, one of the places that we were able to look at. We're talking now about 130 people killed. That's a conservative estimate. That's our conservative count since the protests began there a few weeks ago. So, yes, the toll is mounting. There were new clashes yesterday, as you know, in the university in Damascus and other in Banyas, which is now totally shut off. I should point out that we talk in our statement about four towns, and there are many other places. There are at least 8 or 10 other places where we know demonstrations and clashes took place where we have no information. So there's every reason to think the situation's a lot worse than, in fact, we've been able to report.
And by making this public, you hope there'll be an international outcry?
Well, we hope, first of all, to bring pressure on the Syrian authorities, yes, to stop this criminal behavior, and international pressure would be most welcome at this point.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it, Joe Stork.
Sure, thanks for calling.
That was Joe Stork, Deputy Director of the Middle East Division of Human Rights Watch in Washington. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.